So that was Eve's Tumor at the top, and I am talking now to Lexi Kerr from Oddly. I've spoken before when Oddly first started, but you're now running a booster campaign to fund your first year of programming. Hi Lexi.
Hi Theo, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. We spoke in January last time. A lot has happened since then. Good stuff. We are running a booster campaign at the moment. It's been going well, and it's been definitely an interesting learning experience to ask the community for money. But we've received so much support, and it's been really cool to see that there are people backing Oddly.
For people who haven't heard about the space, how would you describe Oddly?
Oddly's an artist-run space that's recently opened on Dominion Road in Tāmaki Makaurau. And we're really trying to support emerging artists and just be a fun space, fun welcoming space for people to exhibit and kind of get more of an experience of, working with a gallery or exhibiting in a gallery space.
You've just opened your third show in 2 months, which is Synonym of Something, and that's a group show curated by Jasmine Twyer and Ashley Taupaki. And that kind of, like, I guess, exemplifies what you can do, because you've handed over this curating role to emerging curators, people who are artists and curators with an interest in kind of putting together their own shows. Do you think that's kind of the specialty of Oddly?
Yeah, really my role is just to be a facilitator. I'm quite interested to see how people would use their space, just given the freedom to do what they wish. And working with Jasmine and Ashley has been amazing. They put on a great show and were really organized and came in and just did their thing, which is really cool. But Synonym of Something is also a really cool show, because Ashley and Jasmine run a initiative called Moana Nui Akiwa Crosscrits, which is an educational artistic initiative that supports and connects people of colour creatives in Tāmaki. And Synonym of Something was the initiative's first exhibition, showcasing the participating artists who have benefited from getting feedback from their work at the Crosscrits. And so it was just really awesome to work with Jasmine and Ash. I'm really inspired by them. So yeah, I'd say that's something that's cool about running Oddly, is that the artists just get the space and can do what they wish with it. Yeah.
So you're running this boosted campaign, and it seems to be going very well. You're also running a artist sale to kind of, you know, fold them together. What's the money from the booster campaign going toward?
Yeah, so we're trying to raise $7,000. We're really aimed for the stars on that one. We're running a art sale on our website currently, and artists across Aotearoa have generously contributed their works and have decided a percentage that will go towards the campaign. But really, I'm running the campaign to help us deliver the next year of shows, and so that we can support the artists in using the space and get food and drinks and promotion, and also fix the lighting. And the lighting in the toilet is falling down, and our tap in the studio runs at boiling. So there's just a few things in the studio that need fixing, and then also some install equipment that we're lacking, like a drill. It's kind of hard to put things in with a screwdriver, so that kind of equipment is what we're raising money for. But really, it's most of the $7,000 would go towards supporting the artists and engaging with the community within the next year.
And do you have any kind of things you can tell us about what the next year's programming includes?
Yeah, so we have 7 shows lined up for the next show, and our next one is by Antia Bark, Needs, which opens in May. We have a range of group shows and curated shows and solo shows as well coming up, yeah.
And the Boosted is running on boosted.org.nz/projects/oddly. And where's the artist artwork sale running?
So that's running on our website. So our website is oddlyprojects.com. And you can find that through our Instagram. Our Instagram is oddly.projects. And there's a link in our bio if you want to go through that way. And there's also a bit more information on our Instagram about it and about how the campaign is running. So it can be found. You go through the link on our Instagram and you click art sale, and then it all comes up on there.
Yeah, it's quite exciting because there's a lot of, you know, really great art up there, but it's also been open, I think, since, is it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, it's sold out really quick, which has been amazing.
Yeah, a lot of the work is gone, so you've got to kind of, it's worth checking in. If I was interested, I'd go on online right now and have a look. There's some wonderful works. At least when I checked, Alex McFarlane has some really lovely paintings up there still. A few have sold and a few are left.
The ones left are still amazing and still worth checking out. It's all selling fast, so better get in quick.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to me this morning, Lexi.
My pleasure.
Yeah, and head along to Boosted or the Oddly website to contribute.
One thing while I'm here, if you don't mind, I'd actually just like to say a huge thank you. If you're listening and you've shared about Oddly, or you've told someone about our campaign, or you've donated, thank you so much. It's been amazing.
Oh, that's lovely to hear.
Thank you, Theo.
We're going to jump into that track from Benny Salvador now. This is Duck Rice. You listen to Art Bank.
95 BFM's Art Bank.